With Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting. Monday night, the Hampton-Dumont School Board received petitions to call for a special election to issue up to $17 million in general obligation school bonds. The HD board voted to move forward with the election that will be held on November 7th. If approved, the funds will be used to help pay for improvements at the high school building. In other business, the Hampton-Dumont School Board approved a call for snow removal bids at the Dumont Bus Barn and were informed that the district may be looking for two new buses for next year. Also, this is National Farm Safety and Health Week. Drivers can expect to be sharing the road with farm equipment for the next several weeks. Franklin County Sheriff Aaron Dodd tells Radio On The Go News that he's witnessed some drivers take chances when they should not do so, like passing farm equipment on a hill.
Occasions where we'll see people going up a hill on a double yellow line, I think just out of frustration for, you know, the farm machinery going slow. And that's just so dangerous. It puts everyone in danger, not only yourself, but the person you might be meeting head on coming over that hill and the operator of the farm machinery too. So I would just really warn against that. And I guess my office, if we see you, you know, doing that, you're going to get yourself a citation for something that unsafe.
Don says people need to put their smartphones down while driving.
That's one of those things that just goes back to personal responsibility. You know, enforcement may change someone's mind, but it just has to be an effort people need to make. Like, they're going to put their phone down. Maybe you need to put it in the console or something where you can't see it, and that's your tool to not look at it.
From 2017 through June 30th, 2022, the Iowa Department of Transportation reported that 30 people died in crashes involving farm equipment in the state. Heartland Asphalt of Mason City has informed Radio On The Go News that due to Hampton's 2023 street rehabilitation project, 5th Avenue Northeast from Highway 65 will be closed to traffic Thursday and Friday for a paving project. In addition, Olive Avenue will be closed to through traffic from 140th Street to 130th Street or near the Hampton Municipal Airport from now through the end of the day Friday for a paving project as well. Both roads will be open to traffic by Saturday. The Ackley City Council recently accepted the resignation of Police Chief Gerald Frick, effective September 29th. The Ackley Council then discussed the future of the department. The Hardin County Sheriff's Department informed the mayor that they will no longer operate in the same fashion as they had with the city. The Sheriff's Department was having little communication on when the deputies were to be covering shifts in Ackley. The Ackley City Council voted to pursue the Hardin County Sheriff's Department covering the city 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, beginning September the 29th. Last week, the Sheffield City Council held a public hearing concerning a proposed loan agreement for the issuance of a $150,000 general obligation street equipment acquisition note. No comments were received. The council then approved the resolution as presented. In other business, the Sheffield City Council discussed filling a vacancy on the council. During the August meeting, Ryan Kruger submitted his resignation, with his last day being August 31st. The council then approved a motion to have a Kruger seat remain vacant until November, when it will be filled during the city and school election. During the meeting, the Sheffield City Council also continued to discuss quotes and installation costs for security cameras. The council would like to know how much an electrician would cost to install the equipment. Police Chief Andrew O'Connor informed the council that he's working on a grant that will help with the purchase of the cameras. The council will revisit the matter during the October meeting. Today, the Rockwell City Council will discuss the Crisis Intervention Service Food Pantry and will receive an update on the Veterans Memorial. The Rockwell City Council meets today at 7 p.m. at City Hall. The public is invited to the ribbon cutting for the Peace Plaza Park in downtown Hampton Thursday at 5 p.m. The park is located at 110 First Street Northwest. Food will be available for purchase, antique cars will be on display, and commemorative bricks will be available for purchase. The Peace Plaza Park ribbon cutting is Thursday at 5 p.m. in Hampton. Influenza vaccinations are now available at Hanson Family Hospital clinics, including the Ackley Medical Center, the Iowa Falls Clinic, and the Nesco Family Medical Clinic in Zeering. The single-dose vaccine protects against the four most highly anticipated strains of the influenza virus for the upcoming flu season. High-dose vaccinations are also available for ages 65 and older. Appointments for flu vaccines at Hanson Family Hospital family practice clinics are encouraged. Walk-ins will also be accommodated. The NIAC Board of Directors Thursday will consider a request for approval of an engineer for the NIAC Franklin County Career Center. The NIAC Board will consider awarding a contract for the Swine Education Center project and will go into a closed session to discuss personnel matters and litigation. The NIAC Board of Directors meet Thursday at 5 p.m. on the campus in Mason City. For Radio On the Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.